if meat's been kept too long, you say that the meat is...
Then cut too long is kind of contained in some way. It ain't just like it ought to be if it's too old.
Mm-hmm.
It's bouqueted, you know.
It's what?
Bouqueted away. It's bouqueted some way. It ain't, didn't stay pure like it ought to.
Or if it, you smell it and it smells bad and
yeah,
it tastes
bad.
Kind of bad.
It's kind of a sour scent or something. It's not like it ought to be. It's bouqueted some way. Didn't keep like.
What do you call the inside parts of a pig or a calf that you eat?
Well, yeah, some people call them liver and lights and like that. Well, there is people eats hog's chitlin, you know. That's
I know,
a lot of people don't, but a lot of them do. Well, I do. I like them myself.
Okay.
It's been years and years since I eat any, but I like them. You did then. I reckon I would then.
You were hungry one day.
We call them hog chitlin. Well, of course it ain't. What it is, it's a hog guts is what it is. You clean them, you run them with a little rod through them, and you skin them, you take the inside of them out.
Hungry people
said
out there.
Huh?
Nobody was hungry said out there.
I don't know about that, but
I used to be a young fellow
around here, and very, very often you could go to a man's house and he had plenty of chitlins. They called them chitlins.
They'd run meat and put sausage in them too.
Old man Sonny Rivers, that used to live up here on the head of the creek up here. I've been in his smokehouse a million times. And you couldn't walk in there and use your hands or arms or whatever that you didn't bump against a piece of meat somewhere. Hanging just a full of meat as it could hang down to the butchered shelves, down where they, right on the shelves. You know, they had counters, you know, to lay the meat on, what we call counters. And then they'd hang it all up to the top of the house. And old man Will Rivers, he kept a lot of meat, he made a lot. Old man Dennis Glisson, he kept a lot of meat. Well, everybody them days had meat, more. Plenty of them. And potatoes, my gracious, that people used to give me sweet potatoes here.
People used to what?
Raise sweet potatoes. Man, they raised them waters over here, several years back. There's a few raises them around here. I generally raise a few every year, but I was never no big potato grower like some people. I had an uncle, man, here a long time ago, that he made 500 or 600 bushels of sweet potatoes every year.
Are there different kinds of sweet potatoes?
Oh yeah, different kinds. Several different kinds of them. And some people call them, well, there's different, lots of different names for sweet potatoes.
What are some of the names?
Well, some of the names is a the old-fashioned kind that used to be here so much. I don't see many of them nowadays, but they used to be what we call the old-fashioned yam. They were white yam potatoes. Then there's a...
This is a sweet potato?
Huh?
A sweet potato?
Sweet potato, yeah.
It's white on the inside?
Yeah, they kind of a yellow look when you cook them, when you got them big.
Yeah, you can. Now you can raise them with white.
Hold up, what the...
With white on the end.